Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by. This is Roshni, the moderator for your call today. We welcome you to the second quarter results conference call of Pfizer Limited. We have with us today Mr. K.V.L. Handa, Managing Director, and Mr. Gundu Rao, Director of Finance from Pfizer Limited. At this moment, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. At that time, if you have a question, please press star and one on your push-button phones. I would now like to turn the conference over to Mr. Gundu Rao. Mr. Rao, please go ahead.
Very good afternoon to all of you. Good evening to all of you. Thanks for coming to this analyst call for quarter two financial results. First, I would like to talk a little bit of industry growth dynamics. The pharma market, based on IMS April 07, has grown at around 12%, the bulk of which, almost about 9%, is on account of volume growth, and price growth is hardly less than 1%. New products contributed 2.8% to the growth. As far as multinationals are concerned, their growth is around 7%, essentially driven by volumes around 4.2%, and new products about 1%, and the balance is on account of the price. So Indian companies grew almost about 14% during this April 07 IMS quarter, and the bulk of volume growth was around 10%, and the balance is on account of the new products. Price growth was hardly anything. From the Pfizer's market performance is concerned, we were at around 96% of evolution index, which represents that our growth was below the market growth. Our quarter two results, revenues grew a negative of 1.4%. It's essentially due to slowdown in the consumer healthcare, and we also had some supply-related issues of one of our major products. It's essentially a raw material supply issue and not the the manufacturing or production-related issue. Our total expenditure was also again a negative growth of 0.6%, essentially driven by staff costs, showed about 9% degrowth, and the other expenditure, other than the material consumption, was also negative growth marginally. Material consumption has gone up essentially because some of the imports what we have from China has gone up because Chinese companies are increasing the prices of some of their APIs and other chemicals, etc. It is essentially due to a lot of restrictions from the Chinese government to improve the environmental related things in view of the Olympics. So because of that, the various expenses which these companies are incurring, and they would like to pass it on to their customers. That's the reason the material consumption has gone up. In the second quarter also, in the third quarter also, we expect that the material per se will go up. We cannot say upfront what percentage it will go up. But yes, we will be under a little bit of pressure from the materials consumption per se. So quarter two, if we eliminate the plant sale of Chandigarh, the profit before tax showed as a ratio to sales around 28.5%, which is an improvement of almost about 4% compared to the previous quarter, that is quarter two of May 2006. Profit after tax as a ratio to sales stood at around 18% in this quarter compared to 14.4% of the corresponding quarter. Some people had a few questions like, you know, what would be the impact of capital gains tax on the Chandigarh plant sale. On a Chandigarh plant sale of 278 crores, our capital gain was about 273, on which we have paid a tax of only 46 crores, which is works out to around 16.7%. And as far as the quarter three is concerned, K.V.L. Handa will certainly tell you how it would look like. But I don't think there would be a significant growth on the top line because there's going to be a little bit pressure on the top line. As well as on the bottom line, because of the material cost going up, we may be able to maintain the same ratios to the sales as a ratio. But I don't think there would be any significant growth in the profits.
Thank you, Gundu. This is K.V.L. here. Very good afternoon to all of you. Let's take a little bit of industry perspective. As you are aware that Satwan Reddy has released a report on data exclusivity. Actually, this report unfortunately now has been released as Satwan Reddy report because none of the ministers or none of the secretaries who are part of the committee have signed the report. So it has no more become a report of the committee but a report of the individual person. The report is quite confusing, though accepting that data exclusivity need to be given. There is a calibrated approach towards it and not being very sure as to when they should be aligned. From here, where it will go, I think this report has been now circulated to all the ministries and they will make their comments, and then finally a report may go to the parliament or a group of ministers for the review. So it's still a very long way, I can think, before any data exclusivity issue could be said either way, whether it's going to come or it's not going to come. The same is the fate of, unfortunately, the Mashalkar Committee report, which was been bashed for wrong reasons. The report was really well written and it's only failed to acknowledge somebody, and as a result of which unnecessary bashing was been done on the report. But it is a well-written thought about report, and I really do not know how the government wants to take it further as far as patentability is concerned, and what needs to be patented and what's not need to be patented.